Well, what's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, Why AI Will Never Ever Replace Truck Drivers, and that includes, obviously, driverless cars. So I'm out here at I'm out here in Indiana, and I'm waiting for my turn to dock my truck. Obviously, they have us in a line, kind of like how they have fucking airplanes at a line landing at LAX, you know. For those of you who don't know, planes that land at LAX, they have to come over downtown LA. Pretty much, they come over, what's that name of that freaking city in LA? It's kind of in East LA. So pretty much, for you to land at LAX, you have to come through El Monte. Yes, you have to go through El Monte. So when you take off from LAX, you take off to the ocean, regardless of where you're going. If you're going to Florida, which is on the other side of the country, you still have to go over the ocean and make a U-turn. And if you're coming from Asia, you know, you still go over the ocean, but what you have to do is you have to go to like downtown LA, go out all the way to El Monte in East LA, make a U-turn, and then land. So you land at LAX from the inland, but you take off over the ocean. Truck driving is kind of the same thing if you really think about it. I'm honestly going to be seeing if I can get my pilot's license after doing this shit. So anyway, guys, I'll get into the point of why AI and driverless cars are never going to take over the trucking industry is that I got a photo. This is my thumbnail. I already took the photo. I'm at a dock. I'm standing in line. I got like multiple trucks in front of me that need to dock. Apparently, they're unloading us truck by truck, you know. Usually, they can get like 3 or 4 trucks to unload at a time. But I guess they're doing us one at a time, so we're standing in line. I've been standing in line for almost 2 hours now. One truck just came out, so hopefully they take another truck in. I think I'm number 3 in the queue now. This is my free refill from Love's. Now, I hear that Love's in October, they're no longer going to have free refills, or they're gonna make attaining a free refill very difficult to get a free refill. Guys, if Love's takes away free refills over 50 gallons, if you fill up more than 50 gallons but you don't get that free refill of coffee, I think I might actually chimp out. I genuinely think the nigger in me might actually I think the nigger in me will actually come out if they take away a free coffee refill. That's how serious I am about my coffee, man. I gotta have my coffee, dudes. I mean, that's the only thing that keeps me awake. That's the only thing that gives me energy. That's the only thing that actually keeps me sane and occupied, is taking a sip of coffee every couple of minutes, you know. So, if Love's really is gonna take away the coffee, I don't know, guys. I might actually chimp out and do some nigger shit. But this video is not about chimping out. Coincidentally, guys, Gary, Indiana is like very, very unsafe. Like, I got a message on my computer yesterday from my company saying we had 3 trucks broken into in Gary, Indiana. So they're like, don't park in Gary, Indiana. Guess where I decided to park, right? No, nobody broke into my truck. I just parked there for like 20 minutes to get my coffee. And I walked into a Love's and I saw this dude. I thought he was sheriff. You know, he had the vest on, he had the gun. I'm like, oh, it's a freaking sheriff or SWAT, you know, buying something from Love's. But I've been to, I don't want to say hundreds, I've been to scores of Love's around the country, and never once have I seen like fully armed security at Love's. So this just goes to tell you that you are in the heart of Niggerville. And my EDL machine, my electronic driver log machine from Qualcomm, it automatically sent me a message when I passed Chicago going into Indiana saying, "High theft area, watch out." So if any of you guys are in Indiana, trust and believe it's fucking Niggerville, and you don't wanna you don't wanna park there that long. I'm actually, like I told you guys, the truck came out, so now I'm number two in the queue. It's probably gonna take another, I don't know, half hour, 40 minutes until I move. So that'll be enough time for me to make this video, guys. So I got the doors open, you know, the back door for the truck, I already have it open. My tandems are slid to the back, and I'm ready to dock right now, guys, okay? So, why AI can never ever replace us is because, can AI do what we are doing, okay? Can AI go and check with security to make sure they're at the right gate and what gate they're gonna dock at and what time? No, AI cannot do that. Can AI wait in a line like I am right now? No, it cannot do that. Can AI open the door on a truck, the back doors on a trailer? No, it cannot do that. Can AI slide the tandems all the way back? No, it cannot do that because those are all physical actions. They're not gonna build a truck where the doors automatically open. They're not gonna build a truck where the tandems automatically go back. They're not going to accommodate AI and driverless trucks like that. Now, a driverless truck might work from DC to DC, which stands for, I think a DC stands for drop location to a drop location, or DC stands for distribution center, okay? A truck might work for a distribution center to distribution center, which is a direct, but a driverless truck is not gonna show up at Lowe's, okay guys? Like, I had a run from Miami all the way to Missouri with fucking flowers going to Lowe's. I still can't believe people actually pay money for plants and flowers, you know? That's actually a big business, you know? Even when I was working for Armalini 10, 11 years ago, in their warehouse, distributing plants, I'm like, I can't believe people are paying for this shit. Apparently, it's big business, I guess. Coincidentally, Armalini actually has a trucking fleet, and if I stay in this business long enough, guys, I don't want to be, being a trucker, this is not like a long-term career for me. This is so I can get a couple more restaurants going, get a couple of better servers at Metwali Web servers. To me, this is like maybe, assuming I don't get into Congress, I'm gonna do this for like a year and then get the fuck on out of here. Maybe 2 years, if I actually want to buy property overseas. But this is not a long-term career option for me. And honestly, we don't know how bad things are gonna be in America, you know. You guys have to understand, the Jews believe that their Messiah is gonna come into this world by October 4th, 2027. So by October 4th, 2027, which is like what, a year and a half from now, a lot of people need to be dead. America needs to be destroyed. That way the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, can reign supreme. So I'd much rather be out of the country within a year rather than trying to be here for more than a year. So far so good, guys. This paycheck is probably going to be a little bit over $1,000 after taxes. Taxes are about 15%. The only thing I'm paying for is food. I'm not paying for anything else. If I actually have to pay for coffee, even though coffee is like freaking $2, still, man, imagine paying for coffee, $2 coffee refill, and you do that every day. That's like, what, 60 bucks? I mean, when I was driving DoorDash, I'd pay $2 a coffee every day. But here's the thing, you know, once you freaking give me a reward, and then you take away that reward from me, oh, hell to the no. If you guys remember, I told you women are a reward. They're not a, what you may call it, women are a reward. They're not a prize. A reward is something ABC, 1, 2, 3, you get. But when they take that ABC, 1, 2, 3 from you, and you ain't gonna get that reward anymore, that's when I believe it's okay for you to chimp out, you know. I might be docking soon. Another truck came out, so I'm number one in the queue. I'm gonna keep my eyes open in case I have to dock. But reality of the matter is, guys, I pretty much said everything I need to say about this, which is that's me releasing the parking brakes, okay, guys? So, not engaging the parking brakes. So, if any of you guys ever drive truck, this is opposite of a car. For you to engage the parking brakes in a car, you press in and disengage them, you press out. Well, guess what? In a semi-truck, to engage the brakes, you actually pull them out, and then to disengage the brakes, you push in. It's air operated, it's not, it's air brakes, it's not hydraulic. So maybe that's why. But continuing with the point of this video, guys, is that even though I only been doing this for like 3 weeks on my own so far, I'm telling you guys, there's really no way, a AI and a self-driving car truck can replace a human. You know, what if there's an accident? What if there's a snow on the, what if the there's snow? What if there's ice? What if you have to chain up your tires? You're going into a snowy, icy area, you know? There are so many variables out there that I would venture to say the vast majority of shipping routes AI cannot replace. I mean, there are times where you find like a shipper is in a freaking residential area. So you're going down a residential street, man. Like, what the fuck? There are fucking kids playing around, you know? But the shipper, that's where the shipper is. Or the drop-off location is, you know? Do you think fucking AI is gonna be able to handle that? No, of course not. So at the end of the day, guys, the vast majority of trucking jobs out there, AI, driverless trucks, they're not gonna replace, okay? The only thing they might be able to replace would be short haul, maybe sub 300 mile drives, drives in places like Texas or Florida where it's relatively flat. You don't have to worry about ice and snow, places that are sparsed out. And again, you're going from DC to DC, which is distribution center to distribution center, you know. Maybe when the truck comes into the distribution center, what the hell is that? It's a freaking crane. Okay, it's a crane. So maybe when the truck goes into a distribution center, somebody from the distribution center can actually come out and take the truck over and do the actual docking and all that. And this will only work if the distribution center is owned by the same shipping company. Like, for example, the big trucking companies like Werner, Schneider, they have their own distribution centers. They have their own dedicated lines, okay? So, yeah, if you have your own distribution center, you got your own dedicated line, yes, of course, yes. You can have a truck travel 200, 300, maybe 400, 500 miles, and then it comes into your distribution center, and then you have one of your employees at the distribution center take over. But if you're going from, you know, smaller companies like the one I'm working for, they really don't have, I mean, they might, yeah, they do have dedicated lines, but they don't have their own distribution center, okay? You know, if you go from a Walmart distribution center to a Walmart distribution center, you know, yeah, you can probably make, make these AI robot trucks work. You just have one of your employees at the distribution center where the truck lands at or docks at, hops in. But if you're like the companies I'm working for, where you go from a shipper to a consignee, and they have nothing to do with one another, it's like, hey man, I'm shipping you fucking toilet paper, and the toilet paper is going to this company. Well, guess what? You know, that company is not gonna have a CDL truck driver waiting for a robot truck to show up to jump into it and take it over, okay, guys? So, it's, yeah, if anybody ever says, oh yeah, bro, truck driving jobs are going to be taken over by AI and robots, they're not. In fact, I want to show you something right now. Look over there, okay? See, that's a truck trying to dock. Look, the truck driver has a hard time trying to dock. You guys can see that. He's constantly going in and out. He's checking. He's seeing what's up. Shit like that, okay, guys? So, do you guys think the AI can do that? Do you think the AI is going to be able to hop in and out of the truck? You know, see if they're about to hit something, shit like that? No, absolutely not, guys, okay? So, I'm not worried about, I'm really not worried about fucking AI and driverless trucks taking over the CDL industry, the big truck industry. Honestly, the only thing I'm really more worried about is what happens if they take away my fucking free coffee refill, you know? This is like a 24 ounce, believe it or not, guys, do you know how many people forget their mug at the truck stop? Like, this is the second mug I found at the freaking truck stop, man. I don't even pay for them anymore. I find them at a truck stop, you know? Like, yesterday I was at a truck stop, an Indian guy was running it, he was cool. And I'm like, hey man, I found this, is it okay if I take it? He's like, sure man, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'll get my free coffee refill from you. And he's like, okay, cool, all right, finders keepers. I didn't pay for this thing. This thing is probably $15, you know, it's probably $15. So $15, maybe $20. Well, guess what? It works. It gets my coffee. Gets about 24 ounces in there. Now, I see a lot. You know, I kind of understand why Loves might want to do away with the free coffee refills or make it a little bit harder to attain. Because I see a lot of drivers, they come in with these, like, fucking 48-ounce fucking cup holders, you know. You guys, there are cup holders out there that are fucking 48 ounce, right? So I see a lot of truckers come in with that. So I kind of see why Love would make it a little bit harder to get free coffee refills when you're supposed to be getting a free coffee refill in something that's maybe 24 ounces max, not fucking 48 ounces. Well, guess what? If Love's really makes it that hard to get a free refill, maybe you have to like do 100 gallons or 75 gallons instead of 50. I don't know, you know. In that case, what I'm gonna do is, okay then, I'm just gonna go out, get me a 48 ounce fucking cup, and I'm gonna refill that with coffee. That'll be enough coffee to last me 2 days. So okay then, you know, if coffee refill is gonna be $2, well, and I have to pay $2, okay, I will have enough coffee in a 48 ounce mug for 2 motherfucking days. So it's $1 a day then. If they make it a little bit harder to get a free refill, like I said, maybe they're gonna have us do a maybe they're gonna have us fill up more gas, or maybe we have to be a member of a specific tier. You know, they got like gold, platinum, diamond, shit like that. Maybe you have to be a diamond member to get the free coffee refill. So if they make it hard for us to get coffee, especially if we're gonna end up having to pay the $2 refill for it, I'm just gonna go out and get me a 48 ounce mug, and that's gonna be my coffee refill. But like I said, dudes, I'm honestly more worried about losing my $2 free coffee than I am about a fucking robot truck and AI taking my job, dudes. And you guys have to understand, dudes, like, you can't, even if they have a fucking Indian driving a fucking truck remotely, no, you're not gonna have a fucking because you have to get out and look. You saw the guy just came out and looked. The guy came out and looked around. You know, when you have tight areas like this where you might hit somebody else, you have to physically get, open the motherfucking door and go back, walk around, see what best plan of action to get in the dock without hitting somebody, okay? So, even if they try to have fucking remote drivers, kind of like with the drones where you have a drone operator, if they're gonna, even if they wanted to have a big truck remote operator, sorry dude, you can't make it happen, homie. And if they have fucking Indians, you know, imagine paying an Indian like $3 an hour in Mumbai to do this. You know, how many dead people are you gonna have, right? So only way I can see AI and driverless trucks taken over from us is if it comes to direct drop off from distribution center to distribution center. You drive for a couple hundred miles, you know, you're going through flatlands like Florida or Texas. You don't have to worry about snow or ice. And you guys have to keep in mind, dudes, like, when you're going through fucking Tennessee, you have to go down like some mountain ranges where you can lose control of the truck. There is this one mountain range, it's called Mount Eagle, M-O-N-T, Eagle, Mount Eagle. You have to engage the engine brakes, also known as Jake brakes. And you have to be able to do that shit right, you know. You think a fucking AI is going to be able to do all that shit right? No, of course not. You think AI is going to be able to make, you know, you think AI is going to be able to like, there's a car that just broke down. Oh, there's a car too close to the left of me. I don't want to fucking run it over, you know. There's just so many things out there, guys, we're having an AI robot truck is just not gonna be feasible, dudes. Like, it's not gonna be feasible, to be honest with you. Anyway, guys, I see a truck coming on out, So I'm probably gonna go in and take his place now. But like I said, dudes, AI trucks, shit like that, robot trucks, if they take away less than 5%, if they take away, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be surprised if they take away more than 5% of our workload, to be honest with you guys. So anyway, guys, time for me to go. Talk to you later. Peace.